The part of Africa in which Alice was traveling is so high and mountainous that the nights are cold, although the sun is hot in the daytime. At the end of a day's march, the natives built huts of grass into which they crowded to keep warm. Often they built fires in the grass huts at night. Sometimes a hut caught on fire and flamed up like a huge bonfire, but the people inside jumped through the flames in an instant. Now Alice was really on safari. That means on the march. The party was traveling straight north through the mountains of Central Africa, marching every day and camping every night. Alice lived during camping hours in a green linen tent, either with her mother or Priscilla, her nurse. She slept on a cot, which could be folded up into a bag. The little girl had green linen bags in which were carried her clothes and bedding, her wash basin, and her fold-up linen bathtub. In an airtight tin box, she had her most precious belongings, the picture books and beads and paper dolls that had to last her till she was out of the jungle again. Starting out in the morning. One safari day was like another. Each day began very early in the morning, because the travelers wanted to get most of the marching done before the noon heat overtook them and to make camp before the storms which came early every afternoon. There are only two seasons in Africa, the dry and the wet.